Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Bridget with me, and it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about what bugs you. So be ready. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Hey, Bridget.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good. How did you like the little what bugs you?
I loved it. I'm going to hire you.
Wasn't that good, though?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And this time of the year?
Lots of things.
What an appropriate. I've got a million questions for you, and they're all personal. Well, personal bug questions.
Okay.
And we'll get personal. Well, maybe a little bit. But anyway, what we want to do is let's start out with what's happening right now. This time, it's hot. Okay, I'm going to go back to, the ranch, okay? Because I know you're out in the country, too, Wall.
Right.
Grasshoppers. Do you have the big old grasshoppers?
We do, yes.
They're horrible. Claire's roses are gone.
Yes.
So what do we do?
Well, we can treat, you know, just in your yard area to help. I mean, we're not going to eradicate grasshoppers in this part of the country. Unfortunately, they're a necessary evil, but we can dang sure help in your backyard. So anything, just give us a call. We can take care of it.
Okay. Now, this is my next question. Two things coming up. And I hate them. I don't even like that word hate, but this is one thing I did. Why the good Lord created, mosquitoes.
Oh my gosh. Mosquitoes.
Love me.
Well, and I'm with you. I guess it must be just our
sweet. We're so sweet. Yes. That's what it is. That sweet aura.
We've been blessed with a ton of rain this year. And with rain comes, obviously, a lot of different bugs. And mosquitoes have been one that have really taken off this year. We have an amazing mosquito program that will help. Now, again, we're not going to be able to eradicate, but I would say an 85 to 90% knockdown rate. I don't know about you, but if I could get 85 to 90% of the mosquitoes to stay off of me, I'd be a happy person.
Now, you're on the air. People can re-listen to this show.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to confess something, because you've done a lot of stuff for me, and you've helped me over the years for a long, long time. Your mom, everybody, which I love and appreciate. I had a brand X came up, and we tried about 3 years ago.
Yes.
I thought it was a total waste of money. Nothing happened.
Correct.
So you're telling me, but you have a new system or a system that works.
We do.
On mosquitoes.
We do. We have
Texas mosquitoes. Tough.
The big ones that look like flies.
Yes.
They'll carry you off. Yes,
yes.
We can help with those. You know, I got a little story. My husband, he's Mr. Pessimist all the time. Not all the time, Tony. I'm just kidding.
He seems like a pretty nice guy to me.
He is a pretty great guy. But he kept saying, I don't think this is going to work. We live out in the middle of just fields amongst fields and wall. And he was like, there's just too much moisture that's around. And I said, just let us come out, let us treat. And for the mosquitoes, well, it's been about 4 weeks and we have to this point not seen mosquitoes in our backyard. Now you walk out into our horse field where we did not treat and we'll get eat up. But the mosquito treatment that we have, it works. It's effective. And, you know, not only will it help with mosquitoes, it's going to help with your fly population
well. Second pest.
Yes, they're horrible. And we do come out. It's a 3-month program. We come out once a month. The price is very, very affordable. I encourage anybody to try it. I promise you, you're going to love it. Right now, we have mosquito jobs on the books, so many a day that we can barely keep up. But that's a good thing, because the more we can help these people with the mosquitoes, because some people are allergic, their bites swell up and get huge.
Yes.
And it's just not fun. People want to sit out in their backyard and entertain and enjoy their family or pool time. We can allow you to have that time back in your backyard.
And I think you answered my question, because I live on the golf course.
Yes.
Which, and you know, they water it all the time
at night.
And it's like just what your husband said, what Tony said. So if we do just my backyard area, which it's a pretty big backyard, to be honest. But it'll kind of barrier the golf course area?
Absolutely, it will help. We actually did a treatment at the Lakeview baseball fields when they were still playing the baseball tournament at the end of the season. And we treated the field itself and then just a small perimeter behind it, because it has a ton of field and foliage behind that. And it allowed the kids to be out there and to play the game without just constantly swatting mosquitoes off of them. So it is. It's very effective. If you keep us coming, and it's just until we get cooled off enough to where the mosquito population is going to die down.
I'm going to tell you how much you're going to make money on this radio show. You just sold a mosquito job right here. For sure.
Take good care of you.
Because you are right, especially when you're out there and you're cooking out and it's kind of cooling down in the evenings and it's nice. All of a sudden you're boom, boom, boom.
That's right. Nobody wants to sit out and entertain and have a good time if they're getting eaten up by mosquitoes.
Because it's not fun.
That's right.
So that is, okay, folks, I'm going to test it. I promise you, I only put people on this radio that I use personally. And I'll be your witness to this.
Perfect.
We'll test it out. I've got another one for you.
Okay.
So I told you some personal questions. Now this is down at Sonora, the ranch. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure you don't want to go down there, but you can tell me.
Oh, we do. We're there all the time.
Oh, you are?
We are.
You may have two jobs. What I did on purpose, my dad actually picked it up for me. It was like a horseshoe of big, huge oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I built my house right in the middle of that horseshoe of oak trees.
Pretty.
So it looks real cool.
Yeah.
But where do ticks stay?
Oh, yes.
They
trees.
Love those oak trees.
Yes.
So we're sitting out there, and I had the guys out. We're building a barn. Had a whole crew of guys, and we pull up, and I had some iced tea, good cold iced tea, really tea for real, and had it out there on my little tray. You know, Claire did all that. I just took it outside.
Yeah, you took it.
I took it outside. We're sitting under one of the trees, you know, because it's cooler. It's so hot. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, and boom, I could see the freaking ticks falling on me.
Yes.
Again, they love me too.
Yeah.
And they go in the worst place, and they go in the worst places.
They do.
And you get them. So I'm just getting them before they bite, you know, stick their head in you. And somebody said sulfur, but what about those ticks? Is they're... And we got a little dog.
Aww,
you know,
yes.
We don't want him to get ticks all over him.
Yes.
So what do we do about that?
Well, we can do the same. I mean, the fleas and ticks are, you know, we do have a program to where we come out, we treat for them. It's going to be a power spray. We're going to spray the foliage areas, any areas where they're going to harbor the most. But we will come back in 2 weeks to do a follow-up treatment. That's all in that initial price that we charge because we have to get them in.
And you didn't say affordable on this one.
It is very affordable.
In Sonora, it's affordable?
It is. Everything that we do, we want to make it to where it's very affordable for anybody that can come out there and we can take care of them. We don't want people to feel like, oh, I can't take care of this problem because I can't afford it. That's not what we're here for. We're here to serve you guys and to serve everybody. So very affordable, but we do a 2-week follow-up, and then if you're still seeing problems, we'll come back again. Usually we can get them in their hatching process within that 2 weeks. So
could we do the mosquito? You may have sold two jobs now. Can we do the tick issue and the mosquito issue in the same
Absolutely.
Go-around?
Yes, sir. The only thing that we do suggest is with fleas and ticks, because you know you mentioned that you have a dog, is just keep the animals off of it until it dries. In West Texas, it's not going to take long for the yard to dry. 30 to 45 minutes is pretty sufficient. But just keep them off of it until it dries. If you're having problems inside, we can come inside and treat inside as well. Whether it's carpet, hardwood floors, we have different protocols to handle either one. The other thing is with pets, we want to really hit the areas that they may lay the most, because that's where the fleas and ticks are going to tend to harbor as well. So, but it's all very doable, very treatable, very, very affordable.
Wow. So see, I always think of y'all because I wish we call you for termite inspections,
yes.
You know, that's our gimme, but that's some great news, folks. I'm going to tell you this time of the year where we can enjoy it. And you realize we're more than halfway through July.
Right.
Boom, kids are going to start school. Is it the end of August or mid-August this year?
It's kind of mid-August.
Yeah,
it keeps moving up.
We're talking 30, 45 days. They're back in school. So we don't have that much time for the kiddos to get to enjoy the outside.
That's exactly right. And that's our goal, is we want our families to be able to enjoy the time that you have with your kids. You know, whether it's all summer long and in West Texas, you know, some of our mosquito programs may have to go into September and October because we do stay hot here a little bit longer than other areas. But we want everybody to be able to enjoy their outdoor backyard time. That's what we're here for, is to help you be able to enjoy that time with your family.
Well, okay, I'm going to keep going. Just going to keep going on these questions. You know, we just opened our little office in Sonora.
Yes.
Little bitty. It's a little bitty office, but it's kind of cute for what it is. But we're doing more and more stuff. And like myself, at the ranch, when you're in the country, even wall, when you have fields around you, especially when they turn up that dirt.
That's right.
We have black widows and we have the scorpions.
Yes.
I've never been stung by one, but everybody says it hurts like heck. And I don't want to find out.
It's not fun.
So I put out those little glue traps, you know, and you can see when you see like five of them, when you come back down, you go, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.